Hey, 741, new stock 1010 CFRB. You know what that means with the whistle blowing? That means it's time for sports.
That's right.
And Damian Goddard's in the house.
John Donovan, with time winding down, the BC Lions had a chance to punch one in for the win.
Penalty marker down, and the celebration may have to stop because Montreal's offside again.
Oh, no. All right, so the Lions had one last gasp again from the one-yard line.
Loose, and they won't get it. Montreal.
Chris Cuthbert with the exciting call on TSN's Friday Night Football. Montreal Alouettes pulled out a 30-25 win over the BC Lions, and Al's defensive end Anwar Stewart all pumped up about the huge goal line stand.
He's like, we're not going to let them in. Hey, we made them, but we didn't break them, and we all believed in each other. Hey, it was a great game. We always know when we play them, this is going to go down to the last second. Hey, we did what we had to do on defense.
Okay, folks, let's break down that post-game comment. First, we've got...
He's like, we're not going to let him in.
Ziza got a lot of beer. Talking about the post-game drink of choice, I think. All right, next up is...
Hey.
That's simple. That's hey. Next, we start to get into the play itself.
We may bend, but we didn't break, baby.
We may bend, but we didn't break, baby. Up next after that.
And we all believed in each other. Hey, it was a great game.
And we all believe in each other, and it was a great game.
We always know when we play, this is going to go down to the last second.
We always know that when we play, it's going to go down to the last second. And to finish things off, here's Anwar Stewart.
Hey, we did what we had to do on defense.
Hey, we did what we had to do on defense. Meanwhile, BC QB Buck Pierce, a little more subdued.
We got a score down there, you know, and hats off to them. You know, they held their... They held their line and we just couldn't get through.
Just to break things down for you, the Owls took advantage of five BC turnovers for their fourth straight win. Jay starter A.J. Burnett turned in another solid performance. Too bad Jay's bats didn't show up. Burnett scattered seven hits, went the distance, but lost for the first time in four starts this season against New York as the Yankees beat the Jays 2-1. The Jays have scored just three runs in their last three games, all losses. Meanwhile, the Jays have dealt Canadian slugger Matt Stairs to the Philadelphia Phillies. The Ottawa Senators couldn't sign him, so they traded him. Restricted free agent defenseman Andre Mitsaros is gone to the Tampa Bay Lightning for defenseman Philip Kuba, Alexandre Picard, and a first-round draft pick. Canadian Mike Weir tied the course record with a stellar 10-under-61. He leads by three shots after the first round of the Deutsche Bank Championship near Boston. Four-time defending champ Roger Federer, still alive. He's through to the third round at the U.S. Open. Novak Djokovic, Nikolai Davidenko also joining him. On the women's side, third seed Svetlana Kuznetsova. She's done. She fell to Katerina Srebotnik, while second seed Yelena Yankovic just got by Zheng Ji 7-5-7-5, and Canadian Steve Mahler defended his IBF junior featherweight crown by stopping Seferino Dario Labarda in the 10th round at Casino Rama near Aurelio. Now, just to finally get things cleared up, mm-hmm. John Donaghy,
yeah. mm-hmm.
just to clear things up.
Sure.
We're not going to let him in.
If anyone knows what that means, please let us know at News Talk 1010 CFRB.
That's closed captioning by Damian Goddard. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir.
You're
he's an excited man.
Oh, he's very excited.
Very excited.
We're not going to let him in.
All right. Still to come, Lenny Lombardi will be here.
Hey.
Lenny Lombardi will be here to talk about the Fiera weekend. Could I have one more hey, do you think?
We might be, but we didn't break, though.
All right.
Okay, baby.
It's 744.